Health Matters on SAFM.
Well, coming up this Friday, the 25th of March, will be the first ever Soweto Cancer Relay for Life. And this unique event offers everyone in the community the opportunity to participate in the fight against cancer. And joining me on the line now is Lucy Bologna, Executive Manager of Marketing and Communication for the Cancer Association. Hi, Lucy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I think just to explain to people who don't know what Relay for Life is all about, just give them a little bit of background to what it is and how it works before we get on to this amazing first ever Soweto Cancer Relay for Life.
Okay. Relay for Life is a wonderful event that's presented by the Cancer Association. It's community-driven, and it's organized completely by a volunteer committee working with a cancer staff partner. And what we do is we put on this event working with these volunteer committees, where we get people to come and join and to know what it's like to have cancer. It's to symbolize. You know, it's like to have cancer for 24 hours. So it's an overnight event. So we're out there in the darkness, but we're actually in a stadium, or we're in a school relay track, and we invite people to enter teams and to know what it's like to symbolize, to be with a cancer survivor. So we get people to come and join. They enter a team of between 10 to 15 people. They pay a registration fee. And the whole point is that team members have to take turns to walk or run around a track for 12 to 14 hours. And it's camping out. You put up your tents. There's local entertainment provided by the local community and the volunteers. There's good food, games, a sort of community spirit. And the whole purpose is to share a common purpose, which is to help cancer fight the disease cancer. So, and what we do is that we raise funds at these relay events for the local Cancer Association regional office, as well as do an opportunity so that we can do cancer education, or what we call mission delivery. We're going to be having you there all night, so we might as well educate you about how to reduce your risk of getting cancer. So for us, it's been an exciting event. It's the first time that Soweto will be hosting their event starting this Friday at the Nasrec Expo Centre.
Now, the thing about this is it's not just about fighting cancer. I mean, that's obviously the main thing, but it's also, you know, supporting and the memory of somebody that possibly you've lost due to cancer. And that, I think, is where the luminaria ceremony comes in. Do you want to talk a little bit about the candle lighting ceremony or the luminaria ceremony?
Okay, what we do is we start off with a wonderful sort of opening ceremony, and we open up the event, and then we go on to a celebration of survivorship. And our survivors, our VIPs, all our cancer survivors, so our survivors have an opening lap, then our team. Then as the sun goes down, we have what we call a luminaria ceremony, where we have these special paper bags. And it's a special sort of candle lighting ceremony that we do during Relay. And it's all about remembering those lost to cancer, but also honoring those who are still surviving. So what we do is we light, just after sunset, we light the candles in the bags. And then a lot of people do a special message. For example, I will do a message to my mother who's passed away, or to my best friend. But I know a lot of cancer survivors that are still living today, so I will do a special message, a little photograph, a little message from me, and then these bags are lit around the track. And it's an absolutely beautiful moment where we pay homage to those cancer survivors. So it's a very moving way to remember loved ones lost to cancer and to salute cancer survivors living today. And that's what our luminaria ceremony is all about.
Now, Lucy, it's Tuesday now. This is happening on Friday. Is it too late now to enter a team if you haven't already done so?
No, we're still open for teams. Team registration is R500 per team. So if you've got between 10 and 15 people, it works out quite cheaply. And what you do is you bring a tent, bring a sleeping bag because it gets pretty chilly at night, and there's food that's going to be provided. We're also selling the luminaria bags at 10 rand a bag. But we're asking everybody in the community to come along and join in. The volunteer committees, they arrange local entertainment. I know the Josie Gospel Choir, they are going to be providing entertainment. So it's a wonderful opportunity to have friends and family come around and walk around the track and have entertainment. Come and learn about the education about cancer and how to reduce your risk of getting cancer.
But it's a wonderful thing for a family because you can start teaching children from a young age.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for example, you know, we're so conscious about teaching children to be safe in the sun, about teaching them to eat well and live a balanced lifestyle. So it's a great opportunity, and it's a good family time. A lot of our family and friends come in and join. A lot of companies, workplaces also take part. And they come along, they bring their branding signs. Our particular team, our family and friends, and our head office team, we're entering, and we're going to be doing a spray-a-thon. We decided we're still in the spirit of Shave-a-thon, and we're going to be spraying people's hair that night.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But now, Lucy, this is happening in Soweto on Friday. You do have them all around the country at different times of the year.
Absolutely. Canter Relay for Life events take place, particularly during the summer months, all around the year. In the country, except, of course, in the Mpumalanga and in KwaZulu-Natal, normally that's a little bit warmer, so they even tend to relay in the winter months, you know, in April or May. And if you go onto our website, cancer.org.za, or phone our toll-free, which is 0800-222-6622, you can get a list of all the closest Relay for Life event that's happening to you. So it's a wonderful way for a community or a town to get engaged and say, you know, so many of them have got family members or friends that have been diagnosed. You will often get people writing or phone us and saying, I want to get involved. I want to show my support. How do I get involved? What can I do? And Relay for Life is a wonderful opportunity for people to get involved and to fight back, as we call it. Get involved, enter a team. Or if you know survivors, refer survivors to those events. And what we do is we honor them. They become the VIPs on that night for that event. They get looked after. They get their own special survivor tent. We have lots of food. And it's all about this wonderful camaraderie. It's a celebration, this fun event. And we've been hosting Relay for Life events for about 4 years now. It started as an American Cancer Relay for Life program, which we've now licensed. And it's also a wonderful way that we can raise funds and get people actively involved, because we have to organize it via a volunteer committee. And it's been wonderful. We've met the most incredible volunteers that have seen it as a sort of life-changing experience. Because yeah, they're getting the opportunity to get involved.
The other thing as well is, if you can't make it down to Soweto to the Nasrec Stadium on Friday evening, and you'd like to light a candle in remembrance of somebody, you can. I'll give out the Southern Gauteng Regional Office number in a moment, and people can call in and you can make a donation. You said there were 10 rand per candle, and then somebody would light it on your behalf.
Yes, we'll do that for you and make sure we put out the bag, which is a wonderful way of people, you know, doing something and supporting that region. It's quite, you know, they one of, you know, Gauteng is one of like 60 branches of cancer, and they've quite a huge area that they need to service in the south of Joburg. So every little bit of fundraising or income that arrives will be really great in helping them to provide a cancer service in that community.
Lucy, it sounds like a fundraising event, but a whole lot of fun. And I hope you enjoy Friday evening, and it's not too cold up there in Gauteng. Have a wonderful time, and thank you very much indeed for joining me this evening.
It's wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show.
Lucy Bellona is the Executive Manager of Marketing and Communication for the Cancer Association. And if you'd like to volunteer, serve as a team captain, or get involved with Relay for Life, you can contact Precious Chiotari at the Cancer Southern Gauteng Regional Office. She's the Regional Manager there. And the number is 011-935-1160, 011-935-1160. Or you can contact the Cancer Association's toll-free number. It's 0800 226 22, 0800 226 22.